service continues with the penitential order found on page 319. Page 319. Bless the Lord who forgiveth all our sins. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ saith. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Let us humbly confess our sins unto Almighty God. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against thee in thought, word, and deed. The Almighty and merciful Lord grant you absolution and remission of all your sins, true repentance, amendment of life, and the grace and consolation of his Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord be with you.
And also
let us pray. Almighty God, you know that we have no power in ourselves to help ourselves. Keep us both outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our souls, that we may be defended from all adversities which may happen to the body, and from all evil thoughts which may assault and hurt the soul. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated.
The first reading is from the second book of Moses, known to us as the Exodus, and reading from the third chapter. Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led his flock beyond the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of a bush. He looked, and the bush was blazing, yet it was not consumed. Then Moses said, I must turn aside and look at this great sight and see why the bush is not burned up. When the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, Moses, Moses, and he said, Here I am. Then he said, Come no closer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. He said further, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, I have observed the mystery of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their cry on account of their taskmasters, Indeed, I know their sufferings, and I have come down to deliver them from the Egyptians, to bring them up out of that land to a good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey, to the country of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. The cry of the Israelites has now come to me. I have also seen how the Egyptians oppress them. So come, I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" And God said, "I will be with you, and this will be the sign for you that it is I who sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall worship God on this mountain." But Moses said to God, "If I come to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your ancestors has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' what shall I say to them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am." He said further, "Thus shall you say to the Israelites, 'I am has sent me to you.'" God also said to Moses, "Thus you shall say to the Israelites, 'The Lord, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you.' This is my name forever, and this is my title for all generations." The word of the Lord.
This morning's psalm is Psalm 63. It can be found in the insert. O God, you are my God. Eagerly I seek you.
My soul thirsts for you. My flesh pants for you. As in a barren and dry land where there is no water.
Therefore I have gazed upon you in your holy place.
That I might behold your power and your glory.
For your loving kindness is better than life itself. So will I bless you as long as I live.
And lift up my hands in your name.
My soul is content with marrow and fatness.
And my mouth praises you with joyful lips.
When I remember you upon my bed.
And then I lay down with you in my night watches.
For you have been my helper.
And under the shadow of your wings I will rejoice.
My soul clings to you.
Our second reading is from the first chapter of Corinthians. I do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that our ancestors were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. Nevertheless, God was not pleased with most of them, and they were struck down in the wilderness. Now these things occurred as examples for us, so that we might not desire evil as they did. Do not become idolaters, as some of them did, as it is written. The people sat down to eat and drink, and they rose up to play. We must not indulge in sexual immorality as some of them did, and 23,000 fell in a single day. We must not put Christ to the test, as some of them did, and were destroyed by serpents. And do not complain as some of them did, and were destroyed by the destroyer. These things happened to them to serve as an example, and they were written down to instruct us, on whom the edges of the ages have come. So if you think you are standing, watch out that you do not fall. No testing has overtaken you that is not common to everyone. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tested beyond your strength. But with the testing, he will also provide the way out so that you may be able to endure it. The word of the Lord.
Sequence M is number 150. Number 150.
Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ according to St. Luke, the 13th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
At that very time, there were some present who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. He asked them, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way that they were worse sinners than all other Galileans? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will perish as they did. Are those 18 who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think that they were worse offenders than all others living in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish just as they did." Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it and found none. So he said to the gardener, "See here, for 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree, and still I find none. Cut it down. Why should it be wasting the soil?" He replied, "Sir, let it alone for one more year until I dug around it and put manure on it. If it bears fruit next year, well, good, but if not, then you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. Last week I was watching a Netflix video called Interview with God, and it's a news reporter who has been in war zone, and he comes back and he is granted 3 30-minute interviews with God. And he goes expecting to interview God and finds out that God is interviewing him. And the whole time he's doubting whether it's God. And God says to him, "Aren't you going to ask why bad things happen to good people?" And he's like, "Well, no. Well, yes." I just finished reading a book called Why Religion by Elaine Pagels, who has been a scripture scholar for years and years, like decades, and has studied the Dead Sea Scrolls and the Nag Hammadi documents as well, and looks at the suffering in her life in that lens of what scripture tells us and how we're supposed to live. And then I think about the 50 who were gunned down while worshiping in Christ Church last week, and then the 600 who died in the cyclone in Mozambique this week. And then we look at Nebraska, where they said 2,000 homes have been destroyed, 340 businesses. But because of the weather that we've had this past year, they expect the flooding to get worse. And by May, 200 million people will be affected. 200 million people will be affected. That's more than half of the United States. And I'm thinking about what is going on in this world. What is going on with this degree of suffering? How do we understand that? And what role do we play in that? And this week, the gospel is talking, and it's about danger and mystery and promise and hope and all of that wrapped together. And Jesus, it starts out today, as Jesus was coming, they said, "Did you hear about the Galileans that Pilate is mixing their blood with their sacrifices?" And he said, "Well, do you think they were worse sinners than any other Galileans?" And then he said, "No more so than the people, the 18 people who died when the Tower of Siloam fell on them." And as we think about that, what is Jesus saying to us with this suffering? And then he asks, "Do you think that they were worse sinners?" "No. I tell you, unless you repent, you perish just as they did." And when I hear the phrase, "Do you think they were worse sinners than you are?" I think, "Well, no." And then I think, "Well, maybe." "Well, I don't know." And I think that's the heart of the problem, is that we don't know what to do with suffering. We don't know what to do with the degree of suffering that exists in our world. When I think of all the natural disasters and the number of people I know with cancer, what is going on? And so we look at, do I have a role in this? Does my behavior affect this? Does my sin affect this? Jesus turns from that immediately and says, "I'm going to tell you a parable about a fig tree." And what we know about parables is it's unwrapping layers and layers. It is a gift, but it's like taking off the wrapping paper and then taking off the box top and then taking off the tissue paper to find the gift that's inside of it. And so he tells us the parable of the fig tree, that there was a landowner that for 3 years he's come and this fig tree has not produced any fruit. And so he says to the gardener, "Cut it down." And the gardener says, "Please give me one more year. And in that year, I'm going to dig around the roots, loosen around the roots, and I will give it nutrients and food and sun and water. And then give it a year and see if it produces the fruit." So when we take the first layer, I think of a farmer going out to his orchard, and 3 years in a row, this tree has not produced any fruit. The farmer's response is, "Cut it down. It's not producing any fruit. Why would I keep it? It's wasting good soil." And then I think of the next layer is we're in the Gospel of Luke. And Jesus is going to tell us a whole bunch of parables about the kingdom of God and how we as disciples are supposed to live. And he ends chapter 13. We're in chapter 13 now. And there's 3 days left. I have 3 days left before I go into Jerusalem. But I think of the 3 years that fig tree was given. And we talk about the 3 years of Jesus' ministry. 3 years he's been talking to the people, teaching the people, healing the people, and what fruit has been produced. But then I think of the next layer is sometimes us. Us as the landowner saying, "Get rid of it. It's no good. Get rid of it." It's an us and them thing. If they're not doing what they're supposed to do, well, they deserve it. We come up with all sorts of excuses why to just rip it out, rather than digging around the roots and loosening our hard beliefs and allowing some nurturing and love in. And then I think the next layer is Jesus, the gardener, who's saying, give me a minute more. Give me a year to bestow love and mercy and grace and see what happens. Because what I know and what I read in the scripture is that God does not desire any of us to die unrepented. In Ezekiel 33:11, say to them, as I live, says the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked will turn from their ways and live. Turn back with your evil ways, for will you die, O house of Israel? Turn back. And then in 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slow about his promise, as some think of slowness, but is patient with you, not wanting any to perish, but all to come to repentance. And if we think of God's patience with us, and that calling us and calling us and calling us, giving us another chance to produce that fruit, giving us another chance, giving us another chance, always calling and bestowing love and grace and mercy so that we too produce the fruit. But I think what it comes down to is, as a fig tree, are we producing the fruit of justice and righteousness? Or are we like the tax collectors and sinners who are blind to injustice and wickedness? I struggle with the idea of suffering. Does God cause it? Does God want it? Does God use it? I struggle with what role we play in that. Do I have any impact at all on what's happening to people across the world? Do I have any impact at all at what's happening to the people in Nebraska? Am I called as a Christian to make any difference in this world, or is it all beyond my control? I think we're called to bear the fruit of building the kingdom of God. I think Jesus says, I've given you 3 years of lessons. I've shown you all the mercy and love and forgiveness. I've called you as my own. And now the time is drawing short. Now the time is drawing near. Jesus has 3 days left. And so I wonder, are we part of the solution or are we part of the problem? Amen. I invite you to stand as you are able and turn to page 326 in the Red Book of Common Prayer as we say the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God,
the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again,
in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Prayers of the People can be found on page 328, and the response is, Lord, hear our prayer. Let us pray for the whole state of Christ's Church and the world.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Almighty and ever-living God, who in thy holy word has taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all men, receive these our prayers, which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal Church with a spirit of truth, unity, and concord, and grant that all those who do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word and live in unity and godly love.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops and other ministers, especially to Lynn and Gary, our priests, that they may have, both by their life and doctrine, set forth thy true and lively word, and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And to all thy people, give thy heavenly grace, and especially to this congregation here present, that with meek heart and due reverence, they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We beseech thee also to rule the hearts of those who bear the authority of government in this and every land, that they may be led to wise decisions and right actions for the welfare and peace of the world.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Open, O Lord, the eyes of all people to behold thy gracious hand in all thy works, that rejoicing in thy whole creation, they may honor thee with their substance and be faithful stewards of thy bounty.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And we most humbly beseech thee of thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succor and all others who witness transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And we also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed in this life and in thy faith and fear, beseeching thee to grant them continual growth in thy love and service, and to grant us grace to follow the good examples of St. James and all thy saints, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Grant these our prayers, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you. Good morning and welcome.
Morning.
If you are a guest or visitor, I invite you to sign the guest book at the back. I invite everybody to come down for coffee hour. And I just got the nicest present in the world. It's me with flowers, and on the other side is the church. Isn't that gorgeous? I'll put it down at coffee hour. Thank you. All right, announcements. AED training today after the service. Yeah, you said it. Are we ready for it?
Sure,
we're ready. So AED, we have one here. It's not a toy, of course. If you want to use it, be able to use it, please do attend the training, which we will have more than once, but it will be at coffee hour. There's lots of discipleship opportunities here. I invite you to consider participating in one. We need three people, so 9 people to be interviewed by Karen or Connie or I. So if you're interested in being interviewed, see me today. And then there's personal care items that Leah talked about last week, inviting us to bring. There's Easter eggs downstairs, and it's a surprise. You open it up, and it gives you a suggestion for what you can bring in over the next couple of weeks so that we can donate personal care items to the food pantry, who seems to be out of personal care items. Are there other announcements? Joni. What house?
We don't have a lot of room to put stuff, but we really need it. Last year, you're very blessed that you and Mary Ann were downsizing. They donated a great deal of really nice items. And so, if you're doing your spring cleaning, you have a big cardboard box or something, just put things in and keep them in mind.
Any other announcements? George. Let's double our prayers for Eva, who is starting to have problems with her right hip. Other announcements. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself as an offering and sacrifice to God.
Thank you.
Eucharistic Prayer 1 continues on page 333 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 333. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto our Lord God.
It is meet and right so to you.
It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God, who dost bid thy faithful people cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal feast, that fervent in prayer and in works of mercy and renewed by thy word and sacraments, they may come to the fullness of grace which thou hast prepared for those who love thee. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, glory be to thee, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, for that thou of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made thereby his one oblation of himself once offered, a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world. And did institute and in his holy gospel command us to continue a perpetual memory of that his precious death and sacrifice until his coming again. For in the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of this. For this is the blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as oft as ye shall drink it in remembrance of me." Wherefore, O Lord and Heavenly Father, according to the institution of thy dearly beloved Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, we, thy humble servants, do celebrate and make here before thy divine majesty with these thy holy gifts, which we now offer unto thee, the memorial thy Son hath commanded us to make, having in remembrance his blessed passion and precious death, his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, rendering unto thee most hearty thanks for the innumerable benefits procured unto us by the same. And we most humbly beseech thee, O merciful Father, to hear us, and of thy almighty goodness vouchsafe to bless and sanctify with thy word and this Holy Spirit these thy gifts and creatures of bread and wine, that we, receiving them according to thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood. And we earnestly desire thy fatherly goodness mercifully to accept this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, most humbly beseeching thee to grant that by the merits and death of thy Son, Jesus Christ, and through faith in his blood, we and all thy whole church may obtain remission of our sins and all other benefits of his passion. And here we offer and present unto thee, O Lord, ourselves, our souls and bodies, to be a reasonable, holy, and living sacrifice unto thee, humbly beseeching thee that we and all others who shall be partakers of this holy communion may worthily receive the most precious body and blood of thy Son, Jesus Christ, be filled with thy grace and heavenly benediction, and made one body with him, that he may dwell in us and we in him. And although we are unworthy through our manifold sins to offer unto thee any sacrifice, yet we beseech thee to accept this our bounden duty and service, not weighing our merits, but pardoning our offenses through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom in the unity of the Holy Ghost all honor and glory be unto thee, O Father Almighty, world without end. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Christ, our Passover is sacrificed for us. We say together the prayer of humble access found on page 337. We do not presume to come to this thy
table, all merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen.
These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Salvation. This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is here, and where he is holy. This is holy.
Communion prayer is found on page 339 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee for that thou dost feed us in these holy mysteries,
with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of thy favor and goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporate in the mystical body of thy Son, the blessed company of all faithful people, and are also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom. And we humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honor and glory, world without end. Amen.
Bow down your head before the Lord. Look mercifully on this, your family, Almighty God, that by your great goodness they may be governed and preserved evermore, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our final hymn is number 344. 344.
Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord.